This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, April 13. Sydney's Bronte Beach has been closed after a woman's body was found on the sand this morning. Police say a member of the public made the grim discovery just before dawn. Investigators believe the body had been in the water for some time and are now scouring through missing persons records. Police expect it will take a significant amount of time to identify the badly decomposed body. A crime scene has been established, but the death is not being treated as suspicious at this stage. Just as vaccinated Australians are allowed back into New Zealand without needing to quarantine, the nation is taking another step towards returning to pre-pandemic social settings. The country is ditching gathering limits, which will allow church services for Easter to go ahead. Also gone are rules requiring Kiwis to sit at hospitality venues, a restriction that effectively banned nightclubs and dancing. Australians heading across the ditch will still need to wear masks in retail settings, on flights and on public transport. And authorities are on alert amid evidence invasive fire ants might have harnessed the recent floods to expand their Australian invasion. Eradication officers in Queensland have captured photos of the dangerous ants forming floating rafts with their bodies. A known survival trick of the pest, thousands of ants lock their bodies tightly together, trapping air bubbles in the process to keep them afloat. Colonies are able to survive for weeks with the multi-layered structures strong enough to keep rescued queens and their eggs, larvae and pupae safe and dry. Once floodwaters subside, the ants are able to disassemble and spread across dry land. The aggressive insects have been an ongoing biosecurity hazard in Queensland, with the potential for painful stings and anaphylaxis in humans and detrimental impacts on native animals and agriculture. Now, here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Consumer price inflation in the United States has hit its highest level since 1981, after clocking up an annual growth rate of 8.5% for March. The figure has intensified focus on Australia's next inflation report, which will capture price increases in the first 3 months of this year, a period during which petrol prices hit record highs and grocery prices spiked. That's due 2 weeks from today. Experts are warning of an impending housing crisis, with vacancy rates across Australia plummeting to 16-year lows and rental values soaring. Brisbane houses have seen the greatest rental price increase in the past year. Tenants are paying 21% more than a year ago. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand has bumped up interest rates there by 0.5%, taking the cash rate to 1.5%. This comes as the overwhelming majority of local economists focus on June as the most likely date for the Reserve Bank of Australia's first rate hike since November 2010. And taking a look at the markets, the ASX 200 is modestly higher today, with energy companies pulling ahead. That's after an overnight jump in oil prices, following Shanghai beginning to ease its lockdown, which has kept its 26 million residents housebound for more than a week. Wall Street took a tumble last night following the higher-than-anticipated inflation numbers. Bond yields rose as all three key share market indices dropped. Meantime, the Australian dollar is regaining ground lost earlier this week. It's now buying 74.67 US cents, 68.9 euros and 1.09 New Zealand dollars. And that is your finance fix for Wednesday, April 13, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thanks, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.